and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And looking back to last week's Black Isle show, the final figures of over 22,000 proving that the rain failed to deter visitors to the Mansfield Showground. Trade stands were once again a sellout and there was plenty of business done on the day, not only on the traditional tractor and machinery stands, but also now in the renewables energy department, where business was reported to be brisk, to say the least. Richard Lockhead's announcement that the Scottish Government are getting behind the renewables industry can only add impetus to an already booming market. But with our thoughts on the main spring barley harvest coming up soon, we caught up with Simon Jackson from Robertson's Crop Services to find out how those barleys and our own MFR patch had coped with this season's strange weather patterns.
We've been spraying off some fields already, and it should be about 2 weeks' time, I would anticipate.
And how have they gone through the season?
A lot better than some of the English crops, put it that way. It's been a poor start because it was so dry, but maybe that got things off to a better start than we thought. But then we had wet weather late on, halfway through the crop's life, and we had a lot of disease problems to look out for and prevent. So other than that, it's just been as per usual, but things are looking quite good.
Well, we've had the rain at the right time, haven't we? Down south, I mean, it's absolute disaster, isn't it?
It's not good. Good. But they've been getting good yields of oilseed rape, so that's been holding out, and surprising yield to winter barley, but the early wheats are not clever, from what I'm hearing. But we'll just have to wait and see what's happening here. It's early days, there's been nothing taken in yet.
How are our wheat crops looking?
I would say they're looking quite good. They're still green, there's a lot there, and we just got to hope and pray that nothing comes down and takes them down the ground. And you know, with a fair wind behind us, it should be quite a good season for wheat.
But casting a shadow over the whole show, particularly the Easter Ross farmers, was the sad news of the tragic death of Jean Bridgeford from Portmahomock. She was the wife of well-known pig farmer and a regular contributor to this programme, Dennis from Petley Hybrids. One of his neighbours, John Scott, summed up the feeling.
A tough show, for all in the farming community. Really tough time, the whole community's just shocked and saddened. But we're a tight-knit community and we'll just have to pull together and work our way through it.
And from MFR Farming, our heartfelt condolences go out to Dennis and the boys, and our thoughts are with them. The funeral is at 1 o'clock today at Tain. And on that sad note, that's all from me for today, but I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.